All right. Good morning. Chris Morrison. I'm really honored to be here. I've sat out in the crowd the last 4 years, and it's a much better seat than being up here, but that's okay. I'm excited. So I'd like to thank Mike, Dale, and Becky for putting this on, and the Chambers. I think it's a great event to get our community together to hear what's going on across the county. So I'd like to thank, you know, when I was elected mayor last year, a lot of people asked, you know, how are you going to do it? And I wasn't sure. I'm still not sure, but I know what helps a lot, and it's having an awesome council. A couple of them are here, Vanessa Pegram, Chad Follis. We have David Kennedy, Wayne Lennebringer, Dan Combs, Vince Coughlin, Josh Smith, and Adam Parks. I will say this. We have eight folks on the council whose only agenda is to make Farmington as great as possible. And it really helps. Really helps with what I do. I think probably helps with what Greg and the rest of the staff does. So really grateful for them. I'm grateful. I appreciate Greg, Tim Porter, and Paul are here from the staff. You know, we are fortunate. I know talked to Seth often. Seth wears about 10 hats over there in Bismarck. And I'm really fortunate to have a team like we do, but we have great people in those roles, so it helps a lot. Farmington has about a $62 million budget. It's a big number. We are very in a very good position fiscally, very strong. One of the things, and I'll give credit to Mayor Forsyth, when I was on council, we took a look at the compensation and how we were paying our employees, retirement, and things like that. And we, the council worked through a compensation study, and we were able to last year enhance pay across the board, add some vacation time and things like that. And as many of you know, or all of you know, our staff, our employees, that's the heart and soul of any organization. So was really grateful to be able to do that. We right now have about $9.2 million in projects going on, a new public works building for the water department. We have water park enhancements going as we speak, doing some projects at the Civic Center. And then last year we completed some updates at the sports complex, which is great. You know, one of the things I just heard yesterday at our public service meeting is we're expecting to have eight tournaments hosted out there at the sports complex this next year. So that's good for all of us. That's going to get people in our community shopping, staying, and I think that's a great thing. I think the theme we all hear is partnership. You know, and the good thing is that it's not something when I came into this role, I wasn't having to establish a partnership. It's a long-standing partnership we've all had. And that's helped. I know a lot of you have heard about the new development on the west side, Farmington Crossing. That would not have happened without the help from the county, Harold, David, Carrie, Louie, you know, Kevin, Parks, everybody, Eric, everyone involved. It took a regional effort to make that happen. We're excited. We should have a groundbreaking hopefully in April. All I can say is that development's right on target, so we're excited about what's going on there. So, you know, I think one of the things that a lot of people give us a lot of, I hear people joke about is the tradition and progress on the water tower, right? And I get it, but I think that's also what's made our area and Farmington great, is as much as we want to grow and progress, we maintain our tradition. So when we have new development happening, it's also great to see development happening in our downtown. We had a business open up this year. They actually opened up previously in the factory. It was a high school student. It's called Gravity Kicks. Has a shoe store. He sells you know, nice used shoes online, and he moved his storefront from the factory to Columbia Street. And we need to have a viable downtown, and having businesses like that, having high school seniors who graduated early be able to open a business in town, I think is awesome. We have the Sullivan family's done some work at the Colson building downtown. We got to keep the downtown viable along with the growth out along the highway. Same with local ownership in the golf course. That's great for all of us. We need to have amenities for when people want to come to our area. Going back to Farmington Crossing and thanking the county, you know, we have Bray Road. That's going to, with that development coming in, we're going to have to do some work out there to expand that. We were a little bit jealous when Pete got a roundabout, so we decided to do a turbo roundabout. So we will, with the help of MoDOT, it's about a $6 million project for the roundabout, and then also a stoplight on the northbound ramp on the, I think it's Maple Drive. So doing a partnership with MoDOT, I think it's $5.8 million, $2.9 million on us. We're financing that through a MoDOT program. But it's exciting. So we got April 1st, like I said, we think we have a groundbreaking coming. Adding some retail, which is exciting. My 9-year-old came home from school one day, and she said, hey, Dad, I heard there's an unnamed major retailer coming to Farmington. Is that true? And I told her I couldn't tell her. But she said, if that is true, you're going to need to get a second job. So she's probably right. But, you know, with what Seth is doing in Bismarck, what's going on in Park Hills, the thing is that, you know, every town can add different things to this community. And Seth mentioned we were talking on the phone the other day. He's adding some great economic development. Park Hills has things going on, Deloge, everybody else. We have some retail development. We have some industrial development, too. But I think as a whole, as a county, when we're kind of filling each of those buckets, we can all feed off each other. And, you know, I'm so grateful to hear and so glad to hear all the success that they're having in all the other communities. We do have some work going on, you know, at the industrial park, looking to fill some of the space. We are running, you know, short on space in Farmington. I think that's why, like was mentioned earlier, the county IDA working together with them, which we do, trying to find some sites here in San Francis County. It doesn't have to be in Farmington. It doesn't have to be in Bonds here, wherever. Wherever they put it, it's going to benefit us all. So any way we can help, we're excited to do that. We do have a couple of challenges. I think someone mentioned the Sword Center. You know, I think the fact is that Farmington's economy was partially built on the state hospital, and we don't want to, we're grateful for the state's investment. I think the message is that we like to share. We don't want everyone here in Farmington, so we like, let them keep some services in Fulton. I think that'll be good, and we'll have ours in Farmington. So, Eric mentioned the grocery tax. That'd be about a $2.4 million hit to Farmington, so it's extremely significant. And we none of us like taxes, but you know, we also like the fire department to show up when we have a house fire, and the police show up when we have an issue. So we got to make sure we're able to fund those services. Also neutral on taxes, we do have a tourism tax on the ballot. Again, that's something that's mostly paid by folks that don't stay or don't live in our community because it's a hotel tax. So I ask you to get out and vote. It funds things like you know, B3, our Christmas programs downtown, county fair. I like Christmas, so hopefully we can keep those things going. So that's really all I had. I appreciate everyone. Seth was a really tough act to follow, but really grateful for everybody. So thank you.